It's pretty
pretty good.
Pretty funny.
Welcome to the Futile Podcast.
If you think Ian's funniness is going upwards in the last couple of years, then this is going to be a peak.
It's been a steady incline. Greed, so, for lack of a better term.
Sitting down.
Greed for good jokes.
When's Wall Street 2 coming out?
Money Never Sleeps?
They keep pushing it back.
Yeah, you know? If they're smart, they won't
fix it in post, right?
They should have called it Wall Street 2 Predators.
Predators, yeah. Right. Predators, yeah. Like the romantic comedy I thought this was. I thought this was a romantic comedy called Predators about a bunch of dudes that start a business where they go...
Is this the joke?
They go on the first date for, like, e-dates for guys to find out if the chick is crazy or if she's as hot as she claims to be and stuff. And it's gold, ready to go. It's ready to print money. That premise as a romantic comedy.
Now, see, I figured Predators would be about predators who came before other predators.
And they just sit in, like, a rocking chair and talk to, like, little predators about the stories.
I thought this one was going to be about other, like, old predators telling younger predators how it was.
That's possible. Now, how does this one fit into
the first
your...
one was the predator to this one.
Did you forget to laugh at his joke, though?
Oh, is it done? I'm sorry. I thought I was just interrupting.
No. That never happens.
Predators, because they're dating. Uh-huh. But people before.
Yeah?
Okay.
I can see the green light in your eyes right now.
Yeah.
Ready to go. Yeah, so how does this one fit into your... This fills a given niche, right? Because you've got Predator, Alien, Aliens, Alien 3, Alien versus Predator, and then what was it? Aliens versus Predator Requiem? How did that work?
There's Aliens versus Predator Requiem. This one is completely off the grid. This is just Predators.
Yeah. But it fills that element. Because then
Predator 2. So to be serious, they should have gone Predator-Predators. And then this one could have been like...
Predator 3.
More Predators.
Yeah, check it out. We got more Predators.
The first title's More
Predators. I kind of hoped that when we started this movie, it wasn't actually about aliens, but it was about a bunch of, like, child molesters.
That could have been good.
A graphic, like...
Yeah, and they were hunting child molesters in the jungles of Texas.
No,
the deep jungles
child molesters hunting kids. And then raping them.
Oh, my God.
For, like, 2 hours.
Are you one of the people in the theater who laughed at Boyd Crowder's rape jokes?
Yeah.
You laughed, didn't you?
That was funny.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, Boyd Crowder was
you
in
left
it.
Right when that happened. You were disturbed. I could tell.
No, I just could.
No, we had to go rub one.
I thought that... I made the mistake of thinking that was going to be the slow part in the movie where I could go take a piss.
The good part of the movie.
It might have been, because unfortunately they had another way slower part later on.
You think Topher Grace is a good guy because he says right after that, like, all disturbed, oh yeah, like 5 o'clock, that's raping, you know, raping chicks time or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then it turns out that he's a serial killing doctor.
Yep.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it?
Indeed.
I thought he was just a good
guy. So, just so you know, we're talking about Predators, the new movie Predators, and we're basically going to spoil the hell out of it probably because this movie was not
that
great.
Right,
I was thrown for glass.
I saw the AV Club gave it a C, and I didn't read it, and I thought, well, if those hipsters give it a C, it's probably not too bad. And then turns out that they overrated it, I think, just a little bit, because I'd
give it a don't C.
Yeah, definitely. I'd give
it because it's like C.
Yeah.
I'd give it a no.
I'd give it a C, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
I'd give it a C.
Really?
Yeah. It was
bad.
I'll tell you though. It was a lot better than the last two.
It was way better than the last two. Not way, but it was just because the
so
the
just
materials.
Because of that. Like, I think it was like, you know what? Let's just remake Predator, because that's kind of what they did.
It was I was surprised by how much
of a line at the end.
I was surprised by how literally it was a remake of Predator.
Yeah, it was.
I like the part with Billy where he
yeah, Billy's
the story
in
and
it.
Stuff and the stand-up.
Yeah,
that part.
Yeah, Billy and everything.
Yeah, you have the Noble Savage.
Right. Noble Savage, in this case, a Yakuza. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a guy in a suit.
Mm hmm.
But he even said his line. He said, I'm right here, kill me.
Uh-huh.
Kill me
he
now.
Did that. He did. There was a handful of them.
Kill me now.
They had the
I'm right here.
They had the thing where they roll down the slope into the water. And
yeah, it was a remake.
They should have Samuel L. Jackson in it.
I thought he was. That's why we were staying after the credits, to see if he came up at the end.
Yeah, he's like, I'm putting together a team, Predator Hunters.
What about in the preview? They had a thing where that dude stand
all,
there.
All the lights?
Yeah.
Instead, it was just one. I think that was just to piss us off.
Possibly.
Because I was hoping that there was like 1,000 predators.
Well, that's the same
thing. It's like an Alien vs. Predator. Yeah. They had that pyramid and they had like a billion aliens and like a bunch of predators. And I was like, oh, it's going to be awesome. And it's like, that was just like flashback.
Yeah, it was a flashback. That was the Predator that you wanted. See, that's the movie Zach wanted to see. I was hoping it was going to be that one. Yeah. It was going to be the one Aztec fighting predators.
It predated it by quite a bit.
What if you went to see Predators on a predate?
That could happen. I could write that into the script.
Predating the Predators. You should put that in the script.
I think I might.
You should.
This should be all the script is, though. It's just that one scene.
I've taken on two like rom-com ideas at this point that I'm working on. Two different ones.
Probably too many. Though.
I think it might be, but yeah, I think I'm going to be writing those, which is weird. No, so basically the premise is pretty straightforward. You take your whole rogues gallery of different kinds of killers, which I was kind of unimpressed with. They kind of had a couple that you expect, but they could have done more with it. You know, they could have given me some greater versatility. So they get dropped on the planet, literally, and you're in the middle of the action, and then it's just a lot of not action.
Did you say literally? Because they literally get dropped.
Yeah, I know. They do.
Okay, checking.
This Nimrod guy that got to direct it, didn't do that great of a job because this movie has a lot of pacing problems.
Campbell stripped out.
It has not only pacing problems, but just camera movement issues. Like, for the first half, they're so enamored by the fact that, like, oh, look, we're shooting in a real jungle, that they do these, like, slow dollies that are unnecessary. Like, one thing I'm thinking of is when...
Didn't they do that in the original Predator, though?
No, McTiernan did a better job of setting the atmosphere. And, I mean, they're trying to do that in this one, too, with the music and everything, but it just doesn't... It doesn't work as well, it's much slower feeling.
He did Vacancy with Kate Beckinsale and Luke Wilson, and Armored, which came out last year.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't think I've seen either.
This is a director.
Yeah, he's Hungarian.
But even that aside, even the sort of slowness of the camera movements in some places, and just the general kind of the pacing of the actual story is
most exciting part was when the dogs were chasing.
Not that great. That really wasn't even that exciting because of the camera work. Like, whenever they did do action, it was like hard to follow what was going on. Like, I completely lost track of Danny Trejo, which I guess everyone else did, and then I forgot about him, and then I didn't know that was supposed to be him that was saying help. I thought that was somebody new.
He wasn't saying help. The Predator was saying help.
I know the Predator was saying help.
But also, think about
this. You just ask me if you ever read it. I get confused.
What did the director want you to see that you didn't notice that he wasn't there? Because exactly right when you noticed was when the black guy said, hey, there's only 7 of us.
No, I still didn't notice that. I was like, was there always 7? Who am I forgetting? I'd forgotten about him completely.
I went through my mental inventory and I came upon Trejo.
Okay, that's good. Then, I mean, so...
Was he the first one you went to, though?
Mm-hmm. I was like, who's the best looking of all?
No kidding.
Oh, yeah, Danny Trejo.
And then...
No cameos? No Danny Glover?
No Danny Glover or Arnold.
Why would there be cameos?
I thought they would do like a... Like an old footage.
The Predators had like a bulletin board of pictures of those guys with like circles around their faces, and like X's through them. Like, we gotta get them.
Well, they brought it up. They brought up the Arnold thing.
It's not a remake. It's like a. How did she know?
Because she's kind of Mexican looking, like that girl who's.
But she wasn't affiliated with like the U.S. Special Forces.
She was IDF.
Mexican.
What's IDF?
It's
International Defense Force.
That was like that. Yeah.
Who knows?
It's kind of like a.
I guess I can always look it up.
Yeah, they didn't do a good... I mean, with all the time that they slowed the movie down to try to build character and characterization, they didn't really do a very good job of making you either care about or understand any of these characters, which they didn't really have to in the movie.
The main character didn't need to do any of that. The main character wasn't that bad, but the rest of the characters were pretty boring, except for...
It's Israel Defense Force, which doesn't make much sense.
Maybe she was supposed to be Israeli.
Whatever, dude. She's a total Mexican.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm confused.
Israelis have people like that that don't look Israeli. That's how they get by with all their shit.
Adrian Brody, pretty good job of...
He kind of did the Clint Eastwood voice.
I was going into it expecting that to be like the one thing that was going to be like, I don't buy this guy being like an action guy or like anything, but
he was hardcore.
The one thing I did buy was, considering that in the first movie you get, you know, a bodybuilder,
mm-hmm.
a bodybuilder, and they decided to go ahead and continue with that because Adrian Brody.
And then Danny Glover.
And Danny Glover. Get all three just, you know, hot, hard bodies.
Okay.
They should have Topher do the lead.
Yeah, no kidding. No, I thought that part worked. That character to me was like sort of more interesting than the other ones, and he seemed like really competent at what he was doing. He was like identifying.
They could have done more with Bumpy Johnson, but... He's getting pretty fat, isn't he?
Well, that was sort of the point, I guess, because they didn't like make they didn't try to hide it.
If you were being hunted by predators on an alien planet, you'd probably just bulk.
Yeah, well,
he'd probably eat so much.
He mentioned
he gets so fat.
He's using those those mass like those GNC things.
Yeah, he's been eating none of the GNC protein mass builder for the predator protein mass builders. Probably,
I thought that he had tied up the predator in the beginning. When I saw him tied up to that pole. I thought that
would have been a slightly more interesting
Bumpy Johnson
plot.
Had got him and tied him up.
Yeah, was,
they never conveyed how the thermoptic camouflage worked for him, and that he'd been around for.
And
the
why the other predators
didn't make any sense? You
probably short
out.
Seasons. It's probably like the seasons.
So,
probably
so he'd
like,
been there for like a year, maybe.
Like hunting seasons, like you said, they're dropping stuff. Like uh-huh. they,
yeah, exactly.
It's probably like a week.
Yeah, no. So maybe he's.
How do you know it wasn't like 20 years?
Well, he was long enough for him to be crazy and had
he's
that
still,
whole.
It was like 25.
He had that whole like person he was talking to,
yeah.
But they never went anywhere with it.
They never said how long that guy was there.
Yeah, no, they didn't.
They never even.
I know.
That's why Screwhead.
They never even introduced the character.
No, they didn't. They wasted a lot of like, and then it seemed like they were trying to force this sort of subplot about like human nature and maybe we're our own worst enemies.
It was all like LeBron. Had a lot to do with loyalty.
And it did. It had a lot to do with like humans not trusting each other
and
having faith in each other.
At the end, he came back.
He did. Well, he just missed his ride. Yeah.
No, he said that, but you know he did.
Yeah, exactly.
He was right,
he was right there.
Right there.
He could have made it.
Yeah, I know.
I think he just knew that Predator was going to blow.
He probably did. Yeah. And then,
what if it's a romantic comedy about predating, like on E-dates, but with predators doing the predating?
That would be good.
They show up to pick up the girl.
What do you think about the super predators?
Was that supposed to be the red-eyed ones with the slightly bigger mouths?
Yeah, they were the bigger ones.
Yeah,
was that really the difference?
Yeah, remember he tells them that.
I know, but I thought
Fern tells
I think that was those other things different. That they were hunting.
He goes, no,
that was just
their
game.
Okay,
yeah. But no, he said, they're bigger ones, and they have a race war going on.
Oh, yeah.
So,
maybe when
so I think they were like
Utani
like
Corporation shows
of,
up, yeah.
And the other predator that was tied up was like just some guy they'd found, like
uh-huh.
a black man or something like
oh.
that. And they had tied him up.
A Jewish predator, maybe.
Yeah, but I didn't
An
get
intellectual
that until
predator
way into the movie. I mean,
it was pretty late.
Homosexual predator, possibly.
Might have been
a gypsy predator, maybe.
Ian's writing scripts already.
Uh huh. No, I mean,
homosexual.
There was no reason that once he cuts that predator down, it wouldn't just kill him. You know, it's like, whoa,
the sense of
honor and duty.
Because the predator could understand English and knew he just wanted to ride off the planet.
And it's like, okay, I'll. And then
he's
when
like
the power
LeBron.
Cords
he's just going to the team that thinks he's going to win.
But then the power cords kick in when the predator's like getting ready to gear up to take on the other predator. You're like, oh yeah, boys. And then they're high fiving each other. But how this could be
predator action.
Yeah,
but it wasn't Jewish.
It's Brazilian.
Of course.
She's not even a Mexican.
Of course.
And yet she's playing an Israeli.
I thought the Predator versus Predator action was weak, too. And you're almost left being more curious about their society than the other characters. Like, I'm more curious about what caused that Predator to get tied up. And your angle on, like, the race war thing almost seems to make more sense. But at the same time...
race war.
It just seems dumb.
Let's
like,
make a movie about the race war.
I don't think it was my angle so much as it was exactly what Lawrence Fishburne said.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that's so much me running.
Well, no, but you kind of made it still doesn't make any sense because the other two weren't that big.
But
were
about
they?
The movie has to make sense.
No, but what about
it's about predators?
How about they didn't see all the like the moons and planets and stuff until they got like 2 hours of walking
they got,
in?
They got
it's
in
like
the clearing.
I mean, you all know
no,
that at least
they saw. They talked about seeing the sun. They were in that clearing before.
Well, you just noticed the sun hadn't moved, which is one thing to
in
notice.
The cast here on Wikipedia, it gives away the spoiler. Topher Grace as Edwin, a seemingly normal physician who is secretly a serial.
They just give it away.
They just give it away. Right
this doesn't matter. We're giving the whole thing away right here. I guess they set it up for a sequel, of course, because, you know, we're going to find a way off of this.
We're not going to make a sequel to that.
They keep making sequels as long as it's
not with the same characters.
Now, will those characters live, though?
Yeah.
And the other ones, no one. No, they all live, usually.
Yeah, but that movie sucked. They're going to use that same...
And, you know, almost
just, always... It's better than the last two, so it might do all right. Who knows?
Unless
Eclipse
where finally... Not, you know, there's always a team-up in these.
Yeah.
Right? Where the guys end up teaming up with the Predator.
And AVPR, was there a team? There wasn't a team-up. It was just straight-up fighting, and then they nuked him, right?
No, at the end, a Predator holds off...
It does, yeah. It holds off an Aprilian, right?
Yeah, Aprilian. You know, just long enough to get its head chopped off.
Uh-huh.
That's all you get for helping.
Predators gets a 2.5 out of 5 for me.
I give it a...
That's
give
a C.
I give it...
You know that.
Yeah, it's a low C.
I'd give it... How's 2.5 out of 5 a low C?
Well, because it's 50%.
It's exactly a C.
It's 50% is not...
Enough.
Yeah, if
no,
you're
no,
talking
you don't
about...
go by that. You go, if
okay.
you're going by grades...
By averages, yeah.
If you're going by grades, then... Yeah, your zero stars is an F.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. He's right.
I give it 3 out of 7.
Okay, so also...
That's not an option. What is it out of 5?
3.
So you like
to... So it's
a B. The extra 2 are just for no reason.
Yeah, okay.
Gotcha. I would give it a C. Okay, I'm like Ian's consistent, half out of 5. I'm just going to give it a C.
Yeah, okay. You get to be unique.
And I would like to give it lower, but I'm kind of basing that on the fact that it was... marginally better than the ones that came before. The Predators.
It was much better than you. It was much better than the last two. I
don't think anybody will though.
Mm-hmm. The predating movies, if you will.
Yeah, it was.
Though I kind of liked Alien ASVPSBEV R.
The one that was rated PG-13.
Yeah, no, that was the R one. Aliens versus Alien.
The one. The one. The one.
Alien versus Predator was PG-13.
Yeah.
Aliens versus Predator Requiem.
Requiem
was R.
And that was worse than.
That was the one where the guy
I know was terrible.
Climbs into windows.
Uh huh. And
because that's all he knows how to do.
Referencing how he's a criminal and the guy.
Yeah, I know that I'm a guy just out of jail and all, but do I have to sit in the back seat?
Uh-huh. Oh, right. That's also the one where the guy lives when like the Predator giant weapon like cuts him in half and sticks him to a wall, and then they just like pull it out of him,
right.
And he's okay.
He's
alright. No, that wasn't one. That. It was the tail. The tail. The Praelian tail goes through the guy, and he's okay.
Oh yeah. You could live, right?
Yeah, that was such a terrible movie.
Yeah, you were pre-med, so you could probably tell us about this.
It punctured a couple of vital organs.
When you were doing EMT, did you ever see any Praelian tail wounds?
No, I didn't.
Here's a question I have.
I don't have experience.
Are you ready for this question?
No.
It's going to blow your mind.
Okay.
This is an alien planet, right?
Mm-hmm.
How did the doctor, Topher Grace,
know what the plant,
was?
Because here's what I thought about that. Because there was even a mosquito that bit him at one. Bit somebody.
You think they've gathered foliage from all sorts of places?
It's a completely engineered planet. It's 100% artificial. So it's got an Earth-like atmosphere.
It's great that they told us this. We didn't have to come up with it ourselves, though.
Yeah.
Right.
I think Topher was in on it with the predator.
I was hoping.
I
was
almost thought
was
about it.
That, like,
I almost
they
thought
had brought him
it.
There to do to carefully clean the skulls and stuff like that because their hands were too clumsy for the job.
like stitch
you
him
see,
up.
See, so they're paying me handsomely.
Pops a monocle on. Or that I thought he was a predator. I thought they go full bore, and he was like
he was actually a predator,
like some kind of weird like.
Now that's just stupid.
Exactly,
you didn't really think that.
A movie that dumb. I was like, all bets are off,
that's
man.
Just
jump the shark. Topher Grace is a predator.
A Predator. He would have been good in Predator.
He'd be really good Predator.
The transformation process would be old school, like in one of the Howling movies or something, like The Howling 3.
Have you guys watched Wolfman yet with Lon Chaney Jr.?
You mean the old one?
No, the new one.
You mean it doesn't have Lon Chaney Jr.?
It might as well be. You guys haven't watched it yet?
I've heard it's terrible.
Every time someone changes into a wolf, they retain their vest thing and their, like, you know,
so they're identifiable.
Pocket watch. No, they keep, like, all their clothes remain, and they run in super fast motion, like Lon Chaney Jr. Like,
oh,
it's the
gosh.
Funniest looking stuff. It's awful.
It sounds terrible.
You should check it out.
Yeah.
It's awful.
Maybe after I've seen every other good movie that exists, I'll watch that. No, speaking of bad movies. So, yeah, so that was Predators. I don't know. I'm a little disappointed, but at the same time, it was about what I expected. It was a little worse than I expected. I keep thinking that, well, that they can do it right, and they, for some reason they didn't do anything wrong here. They just did it ineptly and slow, and then they took way too much time
with
character stuff. I mean, honestly, were you sitting there in the theater like when they were all talking?
I don't think they did too much character stuff.
But it wasn't even but that one scene in particular when Bumpy Johnson says, "I'm gonna take a nap, you guys talk amongst yourself but stay quiet," or whatever, pretty much. That felt really slow to me. Like, it was just badly structured. They needed to find a way to keep things moving and have it be... Whenever people were talking in it, it was just...
But that's the only
thing.
When you start a movie...
No, I know that.
With people waking up in a place,
yeah.
You eventually have to have long periods where things are explained.
Otherwise,
you'd start it with, like, you know, a preamble showing...
Or they just could have just thrown all of that out and just made it like pure action, moving. Like,
just
they
like
sort
a complete
of,
remake of Predator?
Like they sort of started with it. No, because you're right. Predator 1 does have all that. It has it at the beginning.
It doesn't have that much.
It has
a little bit in the beginning, but it doesn't ever do any sort of character.
And then
motivation.
It's like, hop on his men.
What kind of motivation would Arnold Schwarzenegger have in it? There's actually a really funny YouTube video I saw where somebody stretches out the super gay.
Everyone's seen it where it gets more and more ominous
and
disturbing.
And it keeps cutting in closer and closer to their eyes, and finally it cuts to the arm flopping loose on the ground.
Yeah.
Like he ripped his arm off.
No, that's a good one. Dylan, you son of a bitch. There was none of that. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Who knows what they'll do.
The only person who has an arc at all is Carl Weathers, because he learns that he shouldn't have betrayed his friends when he gets killed by the Predator.
That's true.
Right?
Uh-huh. He betrayed his friends?
Well, kind of.
Well, he just was... He was a CIA stooge.
Yeah, he didn't tell them the truth. He was there actually to, like, spur them on. He wasn't there to just have... It wasn't a rescue mission.
It was...
They should have known that.
It was a Predator mission?
No, he brought him in there to take out those Contras. It was in the middle of, like... It was, you know, 87.
Yeah.
It was when that was all prescient.
But even if somebody made another, like, remake of Predator, like, really good, it still wouldn't be as good as Predator.
No,
so.
No, you got to do something different is the thing. And they did something different here, but they kept it similar enough, and then they did it ineptly. I just am wondering if...
There was lots of shooting into the brush still and everything. Yeah. Like, I mean, the first one has... It's cornered... The first one cornered the market on shooting into the brush.
Absolutely.
There's more shooting into the brush in that film than in any other movie ever made.
Probably.
I have to say.
Absolutely.
They spend probably, I want to say, almost 3/4 or 3/5 at the least of that film shooting into the brush.
Absolutely.
Just sweeping the brush, just to make sure. Remember that part where they just mow down, like, half the forest?
I love the fact that, like, they're such a solid team that no one even, like, is like, what's going on? What's going on? It's just one of them is shooting into the brush, and they always do it.
Into the brush. They know that if your brother's shooting into the brush,
then you do it.
He's probably picked out some sort of Contra.
Yeah.
And you're there to...
To dispatch.
You're there to do your thing.
Do your thing.
Against your will, of course, and you're going to get Dylan back for that one day.
Uh-huh. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm really interested in the Alien prequels only because I can't imagine how they could possibly be a story if they're about, like, that other alien. But Ridley Scott doing them, it could be cool. Though the industry has gotten so filled with the CG stuff and the 3D stuff that it's, I don't know. At least this movie, for the most part, other than some terrible CG fire and, like, some other terrible CG stuff, like, they actually were in a jungle. They could have done this all green screen instead of going to real locations and shooting stuff. They could have done it super stylized, like the 300 Predator, you know, or something. But
right.
That would be terrible.
They didn't do that, at least. So it gets a few points for me for that. So that's Predators. So did you want to talk about the newest in the Twilight saga? That would go well with Predators.
I didn't see it.
You didn't see it?
No,
I thought you were going to see it.
I didn't.
It was supposed to be David Slade, you know, 300 Days a Night. It's supposed to kick up the drama and the action. And
you like those movies?
I like watching them. They're really funny. Oh,
each one's got a different Tom York original song, right?
They're funny. I hope this one has a new one. The last one had a rap.
The last one had a rap one, yeah. When they're running away from the Vatican or whatever.
It was running away from wolves, I think.
Same thing.
It's like
No, it was the bad vampire running away from the good vampires in the woods. That's what it was.
Well, why would anyone care about that?
It was good. That was one of the better parts of the movie.
Are you on Team Edward?
You know, I don't know. Because she definitely seems to have a better rapport with Team Jacob.
But
I know that in the books, she chooses Team Edward. She has a baby with him and everything.
Yeah.
And Team Jacob's just her very good friend.
Wow.
I mean, I'm getting that from Wikipedia. So.
Oh, I was thinking that you read the books
for a second. No, I wish. I did just read... I'll tell you about something I read.
Cosmopolitan?
I read the Michael Crichton manuscript found in his desk after he died called Pirate Latitudes.
He didn't do the thing like Harlan Ellison's always saying, which is, you know, my wife's going to burn all the stuff I'm in the middle of writing.
No, he left a desk full of manuscripts, and they're going to publish them all one by one.
Like finished manuscripts?
Yeah, totally finished. Like, it definitely could have used some work, because it starts off like he's writing a novel. And it, like, has some in-depth...
Wasn't the last one about pirates, though? Didn't you actually have a book version of one he wrote about pirates?
Yeah.
So that's the manuscript you're talking about?
Yeah. It's
Pirate Latitudes. Okay, yeah.
And it starts off like he's going to go deep into it, and then it just turns into, like...
You thought you had the original manuscript.
I thought you meant something you found on the internet.
No, I don't read things. I can't read it on the internet. It's terrible.
Yeah.
So then it goes bang, 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 and it ends.
He had the plot points and stuff,
finished his outline. He's like, it's good enough. I'm about to die anyway, right? And then he put it in his drawer and then died.
But it's good, though?
It's not good.
So why'd you read it?
Because I wanted to finish it.
That's how it is, man. I always finish everything.
It was kind of like the Great... It's based on historical documents, so it's kind of like the Great Train Robbery. He kind of just fills it in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why it's not that...
Like in Baccano?
It's like... Yeah. It's exactly Baccano. It's got this historical bent to it, and everything that happens is actually rather exciting for something.
He has a historical bent to him.
I bet he did last night. self-distracting. I know what I'm saying now. Oh yeah, so
talking about action in
this pirate movie book. So he
Ian was talking about pirates.
Spielberg wants to make it. He wants to make it because he wants to make a pirate movie.
Oh, of course.
And basically, it's like this guy's like someone goes, "Hey man, there's a Spanish ship anchored over there with gold in it. I'm pretty sure." And so this captain's like, "Oh, we got to get that gold." And so he gathers up all.
Is
his
that what he says though? I was like,
he says something like that. He gathers up all these killers. And they go on one last pirating expedition.
Oh, the final, one last big score before retiring to the island right next to where
they're
living.
Is Jason Statham the
captain?
The driver, not the captain.
Well, no, the driver's some guy.
The Yeoman?
Something. But anyway, somebody goes, "Hey, Captain, didn't the Spanish captain who's guarding that gold, didn't he kill your brother?" And he's like, "Maybe." And he's like, didn't he string him up and cut off his testicles and put him into his mouth and make him choke on his own testicles?" He's like, "Maybe. Maybe." Like, "Oh, so you want revenge?" He's like, "I don't know, maybe." And so that, like, you think that would be the big thing, right? Mm-hmm. But like 20 pages later, he just kills the guy really quick.
The captain?
Yeah, he just kills the guy who killed his brother, like super unceremoniously. Mm-hmm. Like, the guy comes into the room and is like, "Hunter!" And he throws his sword at him really quick and it stabs him in the throat and he falls over dead. Like, that's it. But and then, like, the rest of the thing is like, "Oh, we got to escape. Oh, here comes a hurricane. Oh, there's a kraken. Oh,
there's a monster?" Well, like, it's like Fantasyville?
No, it's like it's real. Like this is it's all based on the documents.
Oh, okay.
So the documents, you know, say that they got attacked by a giant squid, basically.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, then they get attacked by cannibals, and they get back home, and he was betrayed by another guy of his who said that he was pirating, which pirating is illegal.
Mm-hmm.
He was supposed to be a privateer.
What year is this in?
It's 1660s, 17th century.
Good times.
You remember. Predated a lot of things you might know.
Yeah.
It predated the history that you know about.
Predated the United States of America.
That's right. He comes from the colony of Massachusetts, the captain does.
Ah.
But he considers himself 100% English.
Is he Kennedy?
No, his name is Charles Hunter. Yeah. And he's actually, he's a real guy. He predates other Charles Hunters, apparently.
What about the TV show Hunter with Fred Dreyer?
Are you going to let go of this predating thing?
Never. I'll move along. I kept wondering, what do these guys predate? These predators predating.
Yeah.
Predators.
How was it a good book? Will it make a good movie? Will Spielberg
it's going to take a lot of character rising.
Is it going to be a trilogy?
It's follow up stuff. Short.
Okay.
Was pretty short, so
three pages?
Three pages. It was just an outline, and they sold it for $25.
Yeah.
Should have been George W. Bush, right? Because he's killed so many innocent people.